From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Seven die in Indonesian terrorist attack. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a series of attacks in an upscale neighborhood in Jakarta. The bomb and gun attacks left seven people dead, including all five of the attackers. Foreigners were among 20 people wounded. The violence began with a series of explosions mid-morning in an area near a shopping center, luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings. The U.S. is ratcheting up diplomacy with participants in the six-party talks for a strong and united response to the recent nuclear test by North Korea. U.S. State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry will be visiting Asia in the near future. Turkey says it has killed 200 Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq in retaliation for the suicide bomb attack that killed 10 German tourists in Istanbul 2 days ago. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu vowed that, quoting now, "every threat directed at Turkey will be punished in kind." Authorities in southeastern Turkey say militants from the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party killed six people and wounded 39 in a car bomb attack. The blast happened overnight in Sinar, a town in Diyarbakir province. The World Health Organization has announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak are now considered Ebola-free. The WHO announcement came Thursday after 42 days without new reported cases in Liberia. When announcing the milestone, the WHO cautioned that more small outbreaks are expected and called for continued strong surveillance to keep the disease at bay. This is VOA News.